Welcome to our first episode of Big League Chewers. Guys, it took a while. We wanted to get this done before opening day. We might be a week late, but we're still here, and we got a jammed-packed episode. Segment one, we have to talk about those Fanatics jerseys. Man, I have some strong opinions on that. Then we'll get into a little bit of trivia.
Ooh.
On that trivia, little predictions. We have to talk about the biggest star in baseball and perhaps the biggest scandal in baseball since a very long time, Shohei Ohtani. And his interpreter might not be the best at FanDuel Sportsbooks. We'll take a look into that and much more coming up next on Big League Chewers. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Fanatics jerseys. I don't know how much we want to spend on this, but it was the debut of the Fanatics jerseys on the actual real jerseys, not just spring training. And I can say personally for myself, it was disgusting. When I was a kid, I used to go to Meijer, and you know the officially like licensed jerseys, they'd be like $150. So I would go to Meijer, which if you guys don't know what that is, it's just a local store in Michigan, and they're actually a big outlet. I shouldn't say local. They dominate Michigan. They're actually on the Tigers' sleeve, but they're a big store, but they provide their own Tiger products, and like it's a lot cheaper. It's just like a cheaper jersey, but it gets the job done. It has the English D on it, and like the letters are just like stickers they put on. It's nothing close to the real thing, but I like it because it gets the job done, but still, it's not the real thing. And so when I watch these players, I'm like, why are they wearing my 2015 Meijer jersey? It's ridiculous, especially the last names. I think the only teams that don't get, I guess, punished for this is the Yankees and the Red Sox because they don't have their last names on their jerseys. The rest of the teams, it looks ridiculous. Zach mentioned it earlier when we were talking pre-show that you can't even read the names on the players. Like, what is the point of this? I want this to change so badly, and I hope you guys agree.
Yes. If example, another one, Alex Fiedo's jersey. What is his jersey? It looks his letters are spaced out. The F is here, all the way on the left-hand side. The A is like in the middle. Then just the letters just keep going all the way down, but it's not connected. It just looks like it's a bunch of letters placed like a kindergartner did it sometimes.
Especially like these long last names, you would see it kind of like arc a little bit. And now they're trying to get rid of that. So these like longer last names, like you can't even read them because they try to make it still straight. And it's like, what am I looking at? And especially like these shorter last names. Like, I mean, a classic example, he's not in the league anymore, but like Joey Votto, like you see that Votto just pop out of the jersey. And like, now, if Joey Votto was still playing, it would be very small.
He'll get to the majors. He's on the Blue Jays minor league.
Yeah,
roster.
He's coming up. He's coming up. No hate on Joey Votto's end, but any more thoughts on the Fanatics jerseys?
They're just bad. I don't want to mince words. They're bad.
They look like cookie cutter cheap knockoffs.
Yeah, and like we didn't mention this, but you mentioned the Yankees, and there was a picture of Judge in the outfield. The sweat is like bleeding through the 99 jersey. And it's like a completely different gray from the normal. It's like, it's just gross. Like, why? I don't want to look at that.
At least they've kind of somehow changed the pant color a little bit, so I don't see all of that, but.
Yeah, because that was bad in spring training. You would see all of what they were under. Man, that was not good. At least they changed that. I didn't see any of that, but I don't know. I haven't really looked at any.
I can't wait to be on the third base side and see someone completely tipped over about that one.
But like, if you're a fan of like the Dodgers and like you get Ohtani, right? Are you getting this jersey?
I don't know, Aiden.
Are you gonna get that jersey?
I bought Ohtani's jersey before this happened. Like, I got it on the pre-order, so it looks fine to me.
You got lucky.
Yeah. So I did get lucky.
Because, dude, that is like, that could be a rare collectible. Because
I'm never going to sell it, maybe, if he signs it. But I don't think, no, it looks perfectly fine to me. But
first, you got to get him to sign it.
I do got to get to sign it, but I think I can.
If it won't be suspended.
Maybe I'll have extra time to sign that jersey. All right, we'll get into trivia right now. Ooh. The much awaited segment. Here we go.
Welcome to the seventh inning stretch. It's a trivia game. If you get the answer right, you win. If you get the answer wrong, you lose. And die.
Am I going to be stumped again this weekend?
Maybe. I mean, this will be pretty hard as we're going to do a little bit different for trivia. So as you heard in the pregame song, that we could die if we get the answer wrong, but we won't know if we get this wrong until the end of the season. That's because we are doing predictions, and the predictions we are doing today are the division winners. I know the games have already started, but man, it's a 162-game season. Four games in, it doesn't mean anything right now. So we have a little bit of rules. So each of us have a sheet in front of us, or should have a sheet in front of us, that says it's on your laptops. I don't know why I said sheet, but it should have all the division winners in order of what most sports books put them in order. So, for example, the AL West, the Astros are the betting favorite, followed by the Rangers, Mariners, Angels, and A's. So our task is we can only pick three favorites. That means out of the six teams projected in first place, Braves, Dodgers, Cardinals, Astros, Yankees, and Twins, out of our six division winners that we choose, only three of those, or up to three of those, can be favorites. I mean, I don't know, you guys might like all the second place teams to win the division, but only up to three. And another rule is that you have to pick one team that is projected in third place or less to win the division. So this could get interesting for both of these, I guess, our predictions here on Trivia Time. What division do you guys want to start with first?
I'll give it the NL West. I'll make Aiden happy and say the Dodgers are going to be the favorite in that division.
Okay, so NL West, Evan, you pick the Dodgers. Do you want to give your reasoning for picking the Dodgers?
Well, I think they're more of a all-around team. Don't get too in your head over there, Aiden. but I think they have what's capable to beat the Diamondbacks, the Padres, Giants, and Rockies in that division.
I will agree with Evan. I think the Dodgers are my most locked-in pick. I mean, they are just so loaded. They won it last year. They only got better. I know that division really got better as well, but it's going to be hard for the Dodgers not to win over 100 games with the roster that they have and how much depth they have at each spot. Give me the Dodgers in the NL West.
I'm going to go with the Dodgers, too. They're the best team in baseball, and they can get it all. So they're going to get even more stacked.
I will also go with the Los Angeles Dodgers, and this is regular season Dodgers, too. It's like the Cowboys. I mean, it's regular season's totally different. They'll run away with it.
All right, Aiden, the hometown kid for L.A., the homer, are you going to make this a clean sweep?
Yeah, this might shock you, but I'm going to take the Dodgers here. Now, I'm so confident. I've never been so...
I would take
my tuition for the next 2 years, 3 years. I've never been more confident. Like, if this team does
What were you going to do with that tuition?
I'm putting it on the Dodgers.
So betting runs in the Dodger, like, fan base.
Oh. I'm doing it for Otani. He texted me earlier today. He said, put it on the Dodgers. We're winning the division.
He's like, I can't gamble anymore.
they found out, so I'm so excited.
All right, clean sweep for the panel for the NL West. We're going Dodgers. Let's go NL East. Evan, you want to start? Because you just started last time. We'll go in the same order for us. So NL East, Evan, who you got?
Gonna go with the second place team in that NL East spot. I'm gonna go with the Phillies there. I think that's gonna come down to a last day division game, but I think the Phillies have Bryce hit a grand slam tonight. But I think they're overall. I love their team song in the playoffs too, but I think they're gonna win the division there.
Okay, I'll go with the division favorite. I guess two for two for my division favorites. I'll go with Atlanta. They won the most games last year. Didn't really lose anybody, so I like the Braves. I still think they're such a talented team. That offense is so good, as well as that pitching staff. Just
I mean, it could be a tougher division with the Phillies knocking on the door there, but I still think Atlanta takes it done. I still think they're another level ahead of Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm going to piggyback off you. I'm going to go with the Braves, too. You said they didn't lose anybody, but they added Chris Sale, and if there's one team who can, like, make Chris Sale good again, I think it's the Braves. So I think that can be a huge addition for them.
I will also go chalk and go with the Atlanta Braves. I don't know that they'll lead the league in wins like they did last year, but they're so good. It's ridiculous. Their lineup is also stacked.
You guys all going with chalk so far. I think you guys are going to have to pick the A's to be one of your champions here soon.
What about you, Aiden?
I think, and I'm going to agree with some people here. I like the Phillies to win this division. I don't think the Braves can do it again. I think the Phillies, it's time. Bryce Harper, he's gonna do what he can. Schwarber, I really like this rotation. I think the Phillies got it locked in.
There we go. So two for the Phillies, three for the Braves. Some of us only have one potential division favorite that we can take left. Others have two. We'll move on to, I don't know, where should we go? Should we just finish the National League? Let's go NL Central. Evan.
I'm going to go wildly down the poll here. I'm going to say the Brewers are going to win this Central. They have a great start so far. Cubs and Cardinals, they're a little bit, I mean, Cubs are up 7-0 right now. But again, way too early. I think the Brewers might surprisingly come out.
I mean, they lost Corbin Burns, but still, I feel like that division is one of the most wide-open ones in baseball. For those who don't know, Vegas and all the other sports books have the Brewers projected in fourth place the last year, being the division champs there. The Brewers projected in fourth. So, Evan, you have your third or less team out of the way. Interesting pick there, but in the NL Central, I'm going to go with my third or under team. Give me the Reds. Like I mentioned before, I think this division is wide open. The Reds are a young team coming up. I don't know. I don't trust the Cardinals. The Cubs can be iffy. The Brewers lost some talent. The Pirates, I don't know if they're quite there yet.
Arg.
I think they're a dark horse team. I don't know. I've always liked the Reds. I'll pick them here.
I'm going to piggyback off you too, Jacob. If there's one, you have to pick a third place team to win. I think this is the division. I don't trust the Cubs. I think Bellinger's going to have a bad year. Cardinals are too old. Reds are young and upcoming, as you said, and Brewers, I don't really trust them either.
I may be the only person to take the Cubs, but give me the Chicago Cubs. I think Bellinger coming back was huge. The Justin Steele injury does give me a little bit of pause, but they really choked at the end of last year, and I have confidence that they will not do that again. The Cardinals I can't trust. The Brewers, Burns to me is too big of a loss, but I'll go with the Cubs.
I think Evan and I are like working together here because I'm taking the Brewers too, and I think, like Jacob said, this division's wide open, and I think
you just know ball is what.
that's the more proper term. I mean, looking at this, I'm not going to be fooled by the Pirates. The Pirates can't fool me. The Reds, I just think they're too young. I don't think they have what it takes yet. I think Ellie still might need another year to get into proper form. And then Cubs and Cardinals, yeah, no thanks. So give me the Brewers.
I was surprised that the Brewers were projected fourth as far as win totals for these teams. This division is going to be fun to watch. I think it's going to come down to the wire, and we'll see what team blossoms out of that one. So the NL is done. Let's move on to the AL. What do you want to start? AL East, maybe the most stacked division still in all of baseball. Start with you, Evan.
I got to think about this one a little bit. I think I'm going to pick the Yankees here, so I'm going to go with my favorite, the favorite pick here. But it's not wide open as the other one is. The Orioles, they have shown us the past couple years that they have something to prove. The Blue Jays, I don't know if I would pick them as a division favorite. The Reds, or Rays and Red Sox, I don't think they're going to be up there. But I think it's between the Yankees and the Orioles. But if I had to pick one, it would be the Yankees.
So going with one of your favorites, Evan picks NYY. Oh, man, this one I was so tossed back and forth over. The Orioles, I feel they only got better. And they were so good last year. I know they choked in the playoffs, but I mean, so do the Dodgers, and that doesn't mean they'll be good. or it won't be good the next year. So I'll take the Orioles in this one. I think the Yankees are a very interesting team, and this division's still going to be very competitive. But, I mean, the Orioles, they got Burns. Their younger bats are another year older. I just don't know how they don't improve from last year, so give me the O's.
For me, I think it's also a two-team race for the division between the Yankees and Orioles. And I'm also going to go with the Orioles because I think the addition of Corbin Burns is huge for that staff. They finally got a dominant ace to throw out of the mound, getting wins, and their young players are getting better, too, with Gunnar Henderson and Adley Rutschman.
Like, Aiden and Evan are on the same page.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure
we
are.
Me and Nick have picked the same teams thus far.
But Aiden, are you on the same page on this one is the key question.
No, I'm not.
Oh,
not at all.
No.
Not
How dare you?
We'll go to Zach first. Who do you got?
I will also go with the Baltimore Orioles. I was honestly surprised to see they weren't the favorite in that division. They were so good last year. Gunnar Henderson could win the MVP. Burns is a huge addition, and they're going to add Jackson Holliday at some point in this season, I'd like to think. So
I think that what makes me want to take them is they're not a favorite in the division, so it's – I don't know. It just feels like, I'm going to take that second-place team. I like that second-place team. All right, Aiden, who you got?
Now, I really love the Yankees, and I love the Orioles, but I think there's a team. Give me the Blue Jays to win this division. No?
No.
The shock around the room was just
we all just stared at each other.
I mean,
okay, convince us.
Okay, you were coming off cover athlete Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Bichette, George Springer. I think this team, I mean, you guys are sleeping on the Blue Jays. The Yankees are too obvious of a pick, and I love the Orioles, but I think this team's going to shock us this year. Mark my words.
Clearly, that plane that everyone thought Shohei was on, that wasn't. Shohei didn't want to go there because he knew the Blue Jays weren't going to win a division.
He didn't need their help, that's why. So, or he didn't need to help them, so.
I just don't think they did enough in the offseason. What was their key move? Like, they didn't really have one. If they would have made another move, I can see it, but they just did not do enough, in my opinion.
Well, interesting choice there. But, I mean, that's why we have the pick a third place team. Maybe Aiden would have picked them no matter what. But let's move on to the AL Central, another competitive division. A lot of up-and-coming teams in that division. Does someone shock us, Evan?
Someone that shocks us would be the Tigers in their 4-0 start. But if they can't get run support, I think... Do I have a favorite left?
Let's see. You got Dodgers and Yankees. Yes, you do.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the Twins here. I think they are the most complete team in that division.
And as you know, the Twins are the favorite in the AL Central. Man, I mean, everyone knows here that I'm a big Tigers fan, and especially with this 4-0 start, I would love to pick the Tigers. And, man, like, the bats scare me because you have the 28th ranked offense, and the only thing you did to improve that was add Mark Canna. So,
hey, I mean, he had a home run this weekend.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, go Tigers. But, Scooble's going to be a Cy Young candidate. He's not going to get injured. Casey Mize is going to bounce back. Kenta Maeda is going to be the guy with that nasty stuff. Jack Flaherty is going to bounce back and be the guy he was always meant to be. And Reese Olson is going to be one of the best young pitchers in all of baseball. Give me the Motor City Kitties.
Okay,
I changed my
mind.
Give me the Tigers.
Jacob, I think we have the same mind. I'm also with the Tigers, too.
With my little rant.
White Sox fan.
I just think their pitching staff is really good. I really like AJ Hinch as a manager. They don't get a lot of runs, but I feel like in the trade deadline, they're going to get a bat or two, and I like Jason Foley.
They would need to. That's what I'm relying on.
I'm begging how they're going to do that.
That you're just close enough to the Twins in this division that you...
It's wide open.
Can the Tigers acquire two little screens in their scoreboard as well so it doesn't look like a weird shape?
Yeah, that we just ran out of panels to put up.
But I love Jason Foley, too, closing out games. He's got nasty stuff.
I mean, that whole bullpen is ridiculous. It's not a question. I think they have one of the best pitching staffs in all of baseball. They have, in my opinion, the best pitching coach in all of baseball. We'll see what that takes them. How about you, Zach? What do you think?
I want to agree, but I can't do it. Give me Minnesota. If we would have added another bat or two in the offseason, I would believe it. Where were we on Chapman? Where were we on JD Martinez? Spend money.
We were saving money.
Like, for what? For who? You know, like
the new TVs on the concourse.
I guess the
Little Caesars pizza stick that we use after home runs.
If we do something at the deadline, I'd love it. But with the way the Eduardo Rodriguez thing was botched last year, I don't have much faith in the deadline. So give me the Twins.
What about you, Aiden?
I don't think they were the favorite. They weren't the favorite, but I love the Guardians here. I think the Guardians...
Another third-place team?
I just don't like these favorites. I don't know what Vegas is doing. They might need to get in contact with Shohei for better odds, but, like, this is ridiculous.
The Dodgers. You're the Dodgers fans, bro.
Get in touch with Shohei. He lost $4.5 million.
But this... I love their rotation. Bieber, McKenzie didn't have a good start yesterday, but I'm a big believer on Tristan McKenzie. The bullpen, it could be better. Clase, I like Barlow. And I just think these bats, Josh Naylor, the Naylor brothers, and I do think they just have what it takes. And I do agree. The Tigers, they just need like an extra bat to get there. But I think the Guardians, the third place steal, honestly. Give me the Guardians.
So two third place steals for Aiden. All right, final division, AL West. The Astros are the favorite, followed by the Rangers, Mariners, Angels, and A's. Evan, you have no favorites remaining, so you can't pick the Astros. Who are you taking?
Well, I can't pick the Astros. So now it's going to be a toss-up here between the Rangers and the Mariners. I don't think the Angels and A's... A's, that's not a question. The Angels might get a wild card, if, maybe. I think I liked the Mariners last year. They had power offense. We look at Ramirez. He has total hitting numbers. He's a beast. I'm going to go with the Mariners there.
Interesting choice. Wait, the Mariners? Oh, okay. Interesting
yes,
choice.
Yes, I wrote that down in our notes and then changed my mind.
Kind of like me with the AL Central. I have one favorite remaining, and I do like the Astros to take this division. I think this is kind of their last dance, so to speak. I like the moves they made in the offseason, especially adding Josh Hader into that bullpen. I think the Astros will... I know they had a rough start, but, I mean, they just pitched a no-hitter. Blanco got the 17th franchise no-hitter just yesterday at the moment of recording this, so... I like the Astros. I think the Rangers, as we mentioned earlier in the show, lost some pieces. And the Mariners are still up and coming. I don't think they're at the level of the Astros. So give me the Astros to win this one. Even though it kind of spites me to pick the Astros to win anything.
For me, I think this division comes down to three teams. The Astros, Rangers, and Mariners. I think the Mariners and Astros are going to be a wild card team. So I'm going to take the Rangers. I just think... Seager, Semien, and Adolis Garcia are just like nasty 1-2-3 combos, like batting wise. And I think, although they lost to Montgomery, but Michael Lorenzen can pick up some of that slack a little bit, and hopefully DeGrom comes back to form when he comes back.
Well, this is my one upset. Give me the Seattle Mariners. I think that they have the best rotation in all of baseball. I Castillo, Kirby, Woo, like that is a dynamite rotation. Jorge Polanco was also kind of an underrated move that they made. And Julio Rodriguez another year. I think the Mariners take the AL West.
What about you, Aiden?
I don't like this division at all. I'm going to be honest. I think the Rangers...
What division do to you?
it's just mainly the Astros is what it did to me. But I just think I like the Rangers. I don't think... they have what it takes to do it again. I do like the Astros to repeat. Or not repeat. I don't know who won the division last year. But
the Astros did.
I like the Astros to repeat then. I don't care about this division. Let's move on.
Okay, so interesting choice for our division segment. We'll see who dies later in the episode and who maybe. Do we think someone went 6-for-6 here?
Wait, someone's dying in this episode?
No, later episode.
Oh, okay.
We'll see who will, but. I don't know. We'll see if someone goes 6-for-6. That was trivia, and we'll move on to one of the biggest stories in all of Major League Baseball. We have to talk about the biggest star in baseball, Shohei.
I was going to take a guess who it was, but go ahead.
You want to guess? I mean, I only said show, so like Show me the player we're going to talk about, Evan.
Definitely a hard one here. Wonder, tell me, who is it?
Believe it or not, it's Shohei Ohtani. So his situation is kind of complicated. A big summary of it is translator gamble. Shohei tried to cover it, but did Shohei cover it? This story kind of went a whole 180. It's complicated, and I'm going to try my best to explain this into a little bit of a timeline. So Shohei's translator has an interesting name. I'm just going to call him Ippy because that's his first name, and it's unique enough where I can refer to it as that. And I'm going to try to call Shohei Ohtani Ohtani throughout this whole thing just so I don't say two names. So in 2013, Ohtani and Ippy met when Ohtani was 18 and a rookie in the Japanese league. In 2018, Ohtani goes to the Angels, brings his translator Ippy with him to serve as his interpreter. He also grew into much more of that, a close friend to Shohei. I mean, he would be his bullpen catcher, a home run derby catcher. So these two grew into a pretty good friendship. In 2021, Ippy meets with an illegal Southern California bookkeeper named Matthew Bauer at a poker game in San Diego. Soon after that, he started placing bets on credit. So he didn't need the cash. He would just be like, hey, I'm going to put $500 or, I mean, a lot more than that eventually on credit. And this illegal bookkeeper granted that wish. So that's why he went through him. So in late 2022, do we wonder how good of a gambler Ippy is? Well, in late 2022, about a year later, he was already $1 million in gambling debt. So he began to borrow from friends and family. So then early in 2023, that debt rose to $4 million. And then he turns to his rich friend, his baseball-playing buddy, Shohei Ohtani, for help. September to October 2023, Ohtani's name appears on two wire transfers totaling $1 million with the classification of loan on the checks. The checks were both received by the illegal bookkeeper Bauer. Ippy would later say that he and Ohtani paid off the debts through Ohtani's account as many as nine transactions, each worth up to $500,000 over the course of several months. According to Ippy, Ohtani didn't have a clue that the money was going to an illegal bookie.
And that doesn't surprise me, because a lot of athletes that you see nowadays, I don't know if they really manage their money personally.
That's true. Okay, so continuing with the story. Okay, so, Nick, you want
to
say something?
Yeah, I was listening to AJ Przinsky podcast, and I forgot who it was. They were saying, like, yeah, like when he played, like, I didn't take care of my finances at all. I think it was, like, his mom or his friend. So this is actually, like, common.
Yeah,
for,
like, it's athletes. Definitely not foreign to not know your finances.
Yeah, you have, like, someone else do that for you.
Okay, so just a reminder, according to MLB rules, it's banned betting on baseball. But if you don't bet on baseball, which is what Ippy claims, it's still illegal to go through an illegal sports book, which what Bauer was. Okay, so October 2023, federal agents execute a search warrant on Bauer's home. December 2023, Ohtani signs the contract, $700 million, 10 years with the Dodgers, $680 of it is deferred. He brings Ippy with him to join him in L.A. Now January 2024, agents searching Bauer's home find that Ohtani's name is attached to the wire transfers that we talked about earlier. ESPN and the L.A. Times would later learn about this weeks later. Now, this is where it starts to get messy. March 18th, 2024, a reporter reaches out to Nez Botello, the agent of Shohei Ohtani, on the wire transfers. He doesn't respond, but soon hires a crisis spokesperson who will go unnamed. He says, the spokesperson says that Ohtani told him this: "Yeah, I sent several large payments." The spokesperson quotes Ohtani as saying, "That's the maximum amount I could send." Then the spokesman confirms that Ippy debts rattled up to $4.5 million, and then the spokesman makes Ippy available for a 90-minute interview with ESPN. During that interview, Ippy claims that he had been placing bets through DraftKings Sportsbooks, assuming that he could do so, also making legal bets through Bauer's outlet, which, unlike sanctioned sportsbooks, was willing to allow him bet on credit like we mentioned earlier. And he said, "I want everyone to know Shohei had zero involvement in the betting." And he later goes on to say, "I want people to know that I did not know this was an illegal sportsbook. I learned my lesson the hard way, and I will never do sports betting again." So basically what he's saying is he got into debt. He asked Shohei to pay it off, but Shohei never contributed to the betting activities. Now, March 20th, this was opening day for Major League Baseball in Seoul, South Korea. The Dodgers won 5-2. Afterwards, in the clubhouse, Dodgers owner Mark Walter meets with the players in the dugout and tells them about the damning story that is about to take place. And then Ippy goes and tells the team that he has a gambling addiction. And the Dodgers club president tells them that Ohtani helped pay off the debt. As ESPN and LA Times are about to publish their stories, on the same day, March 20th, Ohtani's spokesperson, the same one who quoted Ohtani earlier and gave up Ippy for an interview with ESPN, says that that's all not a lie, or it is a lie, it's not true, ring up the sirens, Ippy's account is totally false. So then he hires a new lawyer on Shohei's behalf. Brettler is the name of the lawyer, and he puts out a statement saying, "In course of the responding to recent media inquiries, we discovered that Shohei had been a victim of massive theft, and we are turning the matter over to the authorities." When ESPN asked Ippy about this, he said he wasn't supposed to comment on the developments of theft, but he said on his account that he was totally wrong and that Ohtani had no knowledge of his debts. And Ippy said, "Obviously, this is all my fault, everything I've done." He said, I'm ready to face all the consequences. The spokesman said that the new developments happening because, or the reason why the new developments happened, why this story completely took a 180 of Shohei's involved, Shohei is now a victim of massive theft. The reason of this is because in the clubhouse, Shohei after that was like, "What just happened? Like, what did they just say?" Because all his interpretations were from Ippy. So if Ippy is not telling him the truth, Shohei has no idea what's going on. And so someone around him told him that what the story of what Ippy just said. And Ohtani told them, "I have no recognition of Ippy's versions of events." According to the Dodgers official and Ohtani's spokesman, Ohtani's representatives had continued to rely on Ippy to communicate with Ohtani while they were dealing with the situation. So you have the main criminal, who's known for lying, to go to Ohtani and try to tell this story. So messed up. Ohtani then discovers there in that hotel room on March 20th the debts that Ippy occurred, and he realized there for the first time on that Wednesday that his money was missing from his account. Soon after, Ippy was fired. Ohtani then refused to comment. On March 22nd, the MLB launches an investigation. And also something interesting, the Red Sox say this: "We are reaching out to all of you because the reports of various outlets stating that Ippy worked for the Red Sox prior to being the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani was incorrect. Ippy was never employed by the Boston Red Sox in any capacity and was not an interpreter for anybody on the Boston Red Sox team during his alleged time here. Please know that we have thoroughly checked our files to ensure we are providing accurate information." On March 25th, Ohtani breaks the silence and confirms basically everything that his lawyer says. He says that he had no knowledge of the payments. The hotel room on March 20th was the first of his knowing about any of this happening, in that Ippy is a thief. Shohei then is quoted on saying, "I never bet on baseball or any other sports. I've never asked anybody to do that on my behalf. I've never gone through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Up until a couple of days ago, I did not know that this was happening." So, a big story there in the MLB. A lot to go through, but I guess first initial thoughts, what just happened?
I wasn't surprised that I first heard about it on opening day. That, of course, it might be not a hit piece, but that was obviously planned to get the most clicks to come out that day. It was a little confusing at first. Going through, after you, listening to all that, kind of makes all sense. I didn't know a lot of the prior details. Like, I kind of only knew the timeline before March, that like that timeline. But a lot of it right now is lawyer speak, and it's hard, kind of like coach speak. It's hard to interpret what any of that even means, because lawyer speak won't give you any definitive answers of what you want. It's just going to be denial for each side, back and forth, he said, she said type thing.
My main takeaway is Yippee's a pathological liar, and he just used his rich friend to pay off his gambling debts.
That, yeah, it's just, that's crazy. What's crazy to me is, like, he is Shohei's, I guess, ears and mouth in this case. So, like, the fact that he was the main guy basically in charge of communicating with Shohei, he could basically hack it any way he wanted to. So, I mean, that is just, it's just crazy what is happening. And I know we mentioned earlier that the thoughts of the players having no idea what's happening in their account because they just want to focus on baseball. And I think that's even more true for Shohei Ohtani. But still, I've heard a lot of people saying that, man, you don't go through your bank account without telling the person. Now, it's, I know it's different because Shohei probably went through Ippy to go through his accounts because the checks weren't written in Japanese. They were like American checks. But still, I just find it hard, Ippy being like, yo, why are we signing this? Or Shohei being like, why are we signing this check, Ippy? And he's like, oh, for a new car you just bought. It's pretty expensive. Like, I just don't see that money laundering being a practice. Like, I don't buy that Shohei did not know of this until prior. I feel like he had to know of it in some capacity. Like, there's no way that all that, maybe he didn't realize it, but he still had to know a little bit of facts of, like, hey, why is, like, he still needed to realize that, hey, my money's going for somewhere, but maybe he didn't realize it was for a wrong purpose. I don't know. I'm still trying to formulate an opinion on this.
Yeah, what makes this even sadder is it's like they have a better relationship than just translator. It seems like they're actually, like, really good friends, and the Yippee just took advantage of Shohei.
Mm-hmm.
It, what I took from this was how, you know, you can say, oh, he doesn't manage his money. Someone is managing that. How did this guy have access to Shohei's accounts? How? I'm not understanding how he had access to that. Like, they are friends, but in a way, Shohei is his boss. You know, he employs his interpreter. You know, I don't have access to my boss's, you know, finance. How did this guy get access to that? That's baffling to me. I have no idea how that's possible.
Aiden, as the Dodger fan in the room, what do you have to say? Especially, like, this is involving your team. This could have great consequences
for your star player. I just, initial thoughts, I guess.
I think this whole story is such a massive headache. I think it's a hit piece trying to take down the Dodgers because they know we're going to win the World Series. But we're also leaving out key information. Ippy went to gambling school, or dealer school, casino dealer school is what they're saying. He wasn't very good at it. He also lied about getting a degree from UC Riverside.
Yep.
There are so many things. And I think it's actually, I think it's kind of different compared to, like, me getting my boss's bank account when Shohei and Ippy are really good friends. So I think it's a lot easier than people might think to just get into that bank account. And I think Shohei had no idea what was going on until March 20th. I think that's when he really found out for the first time. And I think it's so, I mean, this guy probably has so much money we can't even fathom. He doesn't, Ippy's a pathological liar. So I think it's very easy to take advantage of Shohei. And then he got caught, and now Shohei has to reap the consequences.
I guess my question is, why did Ohtani's checks go to the bookkeeper instead of going to Ippy, and then he could go through the bookkeeper? You think that's just Ippy's fault of being like, yeah, I just thought this would never get caught?
I think that's Ippy's thinking. He can just, because if it's kind of like collateral, it's like, why would I take money from this random guy who I don't know? Oh, you know Shohei Ohtani. Here, take Shohei Ohtani's money. And then Shohei, yeah, like I said earlier, like, I think he could just take advantage of Shohei, and I'll write the checks, and Shohei will cash them and not know about it until March 20th, when Shohei actually found out for the first time. And I feel bad, because this was really, could you imagine not only going through this scandal, but you don't know what anyone is saying to you? And, like, you can't You can't defend yourself. And it's like your mouth and ears
is the bubble.
Yeah, it's like it's literally like you're trying to say something. You're trying to defend yourself, but you're not really saying it because you can't. And I think it's absolutely horrible for Shohei.
And that whole press conference media release thing they did 2 days after that you mentioned, I didn't understand that whole thing. I mean, I get it. He has to defend himself. But if he's just going to sit there with no...
Yeah, well, it wasn't even a press conference. It was more like a reading.
Horrible, yeah.
They like, told me they to
couldn't,
say this.
They couldn't ask any questions during it. It was just, you're going to hear it from me.
From me through a different translator. Well, he just kind of sits there.
Yeah.
And for me, I hope that Ohtani had nothing to do with this. Just for the benefit of the game, I really hope it was just that this translator was a terrible person because we need Shohei Ohtani on the field. Like, I really hope that he had nothing to do with this.
I think even if – I don't think he did it, but I do think the MLB maybe might slide this one under the rug and make quick work of it, honestly.
Because it took a while for the MLB to realize, like, yo, wait, do we have to investigate this guy? Because yeah. Everyone was like, wait, hold on, Ippy got fired and we're not going to look at Shohei's account. And then they're like, okay, we'll look into this.
I mean, realistically, what can the MLB investigate? Like, I mean, yes, they can investigate the player, but that's more of the government agencies.
Yeah, no, I know Rod Manfred said, like, they're trying to do their investigation, but a lot of it is actual legal stuff that they can't really get into. So, I don't know. Do you guys think he'll get suspended at all or face any sort of punishment?
It might be a fine of some sort, but I don't think they would suspend Major League, like, star boy like he is.
Yeah, this is like Major League Baseball's golden boy. It's like the NFL suspending Patrick Mahomes for something like this.
If they did suspend him, I don't think it'd be this year. Either. Yeah, they're gonna make this investigation
as long
drag
as possible.
On,
yeah.
So, I don't know if they actually want that investigation to drag on, because the more it drags on, the more it hangs over their heads too.
That's true, and it's weird to me because in both cases, Shohei seems like a very innocent person. Because on one case, he didn't know anything and he was just a victim of theft, and that's something like, man, I feel bad for you. Like, that sucks. That you just lost $4.5 million, even though, I mean, I guess it's chump change to Shohei, but still, it's whenever someone takes money from you, it's a big deal. And then on the other end, it's like, okay, well, he didn't bet at all. He didn't take place in any of this activities. He was just a really good friend, and now he's going to face the consequence. So I do wish Shohei wouldn't get any sort of punishment for this, because I don't believe he's guilty in really any account. Obviously, he would be guilty. He would violate a rule because his money would go towards an illegal sports book, even if that wasn't his intention. But it's damning to see, even though, I mean, I'm known for being a D1 Dodgers hater, and I really respect Shohei Ohtani. He seems like a great guy, and even in any team, like, you never wish for injuries, you never wish for the best players, the ones that make baseball exciting, especially like Shohei, just to leave the game. So I mean, this is very shocking news, but I really hope that it doesn't have any implications, and I hope that Shohei's side that he has now, even though it seems a little suspicious that we're just totally flipping it, because the same spokesman who allowed it to be like, yeah, he's involved, to be like, no, he had nothing to do with this, said that and allowed that to happen. I just really hope that Major League Baseball sees Shohei's innocence and kind of lets this one slide, because I don't really think anyone's going to have a problem if they just let this one slide, because who would really take offense to this?
I mean, yes and no, because let's say it's some random baseball player that has the same situation. How does Major League Baseball react to that if it's not Shohei?
Yeah, and then I guess you have to put the foot down of like, oh, so are we okay to pay all our friends' gambling debts?
Exactly.
And so you kind of open up a can of weeds there. So I don't know. I hope it's just found out that Shohei was just a victim of massive theft, although I don't know if I believe that yet. I still think he had some knowledge of it. That doesn't make him guilty in my eyes, but it would make him guilty under the law, which... you would have to do something. Obviously, I don't think it's going to be as egregious as, like, kicking him out of the league, but it's going to be a suspension of some kind and maybe a fine, like you mentioned. Anybody else have thoughts on...
He's innocent.
He's innocent.
Free him.
Free Shohei. Yeah, I think, I don't know. Can we all agree that we want a free Shohei?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep. I want to watch him more.
And do, are we locking up Ippy?
Yes.
Throw,
yes.
That, throw that man in, yes. Alcatraz. Get him out of here.
Oh, man. All right. So, interesting situation in baseball, and really an interesting situation all around the league. We covered the Fanatics jerseys. We talked about each opening series. We made our season predictions. Even though we're four games in, we still count those as valid. A little bit of dark horses that we selected. A little bit of favorites that we still kept on top. And then we ended with a whole breakdown of the Shohei Ohtani, Ippy, his translator, that gambling drama. We talked a lot about that, gave our thoughts. Guys, it was a pretty good episode of Big League Chewers, Episode 1. We hope to be back with you guys next week. As always, thank you for tuning in, and a big thanks for Impact 88.9 FM for allowing us to use their studios and get us running for what hopes to be a lot more episodes in the future. Thank you for tuning in. Hope to see you guys next week. This was Episode 1 of Big League Chewers.
Bye.
See ya next week. Let's start shopping.